This is the Entertainment Minute. I'm Mark Snyder, reporting for PNPNetwork.com. Local singer-songwriter Cheryl Wheeler finds herself in the middle of the Columbine High School massacre story. As you may know, the fire department there took video of the tragic aftermath in the school and somehow began selling it to the public. Wheeler's stirring song, If It Were Up to Me, was included as background to the video. With its adamant lyrics of, If It Were Up to Me, I'd Take Away the Guns, the makers of the video thought it was a perfect accompaniment. Rounder Records and Wheeler weren't amused. They demanded that the tune be removed from the video, and it was. Cheryl Wheeler, the first-rate songwriter and comedian, can be heard on her latest CD, Sylvia Hotel. What does she think of the controversy? Here's Cheryl's candid interview on PNPNetwork.com, the Internet's entertainment superstation, where you can listen to hundreds of celebrities in real audio, with movie, music, TV, theater, and restaurant reviews, and exciting contests 24 hours a day. PNPNetwork.com is sponsored by Chinatown and Stoughton and Brockton, professional marketing and promotions in Stoughton, JM Web Design in Easton, Captain John's Boats, Odyssey Solutions in Canton and Stoughton, Gold's Gym in Stoughton, and Body Sense Day Spa in Stoughton. I'm Mark Snyder, reporting for PNPNetwork.com.